In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I have a little one-page sermonette with just some offerings for us to think about this evening. Have mercy on, O God, in your compassion, blot out all of our offenses. As you listen to the music that I brought forward for you this evening, think about those all around the world right now praying today, which is Ash Wednesday. I have a woman that I work with who, her whole family is in the Ukraine. Her father, her mother, her siblings, and her nuclear family is here, and she lives in Vestal. So I bring this music to think about what everybody is moving through in the world. And she gave me beautiful stories of hope today, that there were miracles happening amidst the shelling. I couldn't believe what she was telling me, that the shells, people were praying just so hard, and some deaths were being avoided, and injuries were being avoided, and situations were resolving, not to a huge degree, but just to offer some hope. And I was so grateful to hear from my friend Jessica. Ponder how much the world needs to hear the merciful, forgiving, compassionate word of God, especially right now, and how much we need to hear it too. As you ponder this Lent, decide what you may give up. And maybe it isn't giving up something. We've given up a lot already. Or perhaps what you may take on is a gentle form of discipline and intention to show God in secret how much you honor him. And when you do pray, go into that room. Go into your room and shut the door and pray to God in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. If you fast, wash your face to be seen by your Father in secret. This Lent, my friends, create a sacred space for yourselves. Simply, just a simple, different place. Make this space for your beloved whom you meet in quiet. And you may think of maybe using a candle, a simple symbol for your space, but spend time in Scripture and let God speak to you. Perhaps have a pen handy to record what you've received through the power of the Holy Spirit in this time. Lord, fill us with your Holy Spirit and transform us with your love. Through your Son as man, lead us through his suffering and death to the glory of his resurrection, that our joy may be complete. Amen.